And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Mickey and Deborah Ashte, who are mother and son and part of this wonderful generational effort at the Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville. It's a very well-established and much-loved community theater in Abbeville, and they are here to talk about the latest production at the Abbey called Art by Yasmina Reza. And before we talk about that play in particular, which you're directing, Mickey.
Yes, ma'am.
And Deborah, you're very involved in the tech side of the play. Let's talk just a bit about the Abbey. We were just chatting about it before we went on air, talking about the history of the Abbey and just how much a part of that community the Abbey Theater has become. How long has the Abbey been in Abbeville?
The Abbey Players have been in Abbeville for about 36 years now. We've had our own building and our own theater since 1981. We started in 76. And they've just blossomed and grown, and it's just a great experience to see something at the Abbey Player.
And you've been involved almost as long as they have been a theater.
Yes.
How long have you been with them?
I've been with them for 31 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a board member now. I've been a board member for years now. But it was just something that caught my interest. Mm-hmm. And they're great to work with.
And what was it exactly that caught your interest? Do you remember the play you saw, or how did you get involved with
it? Well, I got involved with it. I saw a play from a director that I hadn't seen before. I liked the play, but when she came out, at that time we were introducing the play live. The director would come walk out in front of the audience, and she was all bubbly and stuff, and she said, and I looked at my husband and I said, oh, to be a friend with her would be difficult because she was just so bubbly and everything. And like maybe a couple months later, I met her and we became fast and furious friends. And she's the one that said, you need to get into the theater, you know, do something, help. So I started as a dresser and worked my way up to the tech director.
And when you started as a dresser, you were saying you actually started on one of the very first children's
programs.
Yes,
I started on we started the children's, Shannon Qual started the Children's Theater Guild in 1982. And that's when I started. I started on that one.
And obviously the bug really bit you, and you've been continuing for three decades now. With the theater, and your son has caught that as well.
Yes.
But so what is it about, we were talking about, there's something very special about the Abbey and the part it plays in the community and the way all of you work together.
Well, we become family. Mm-hmm. Every show we do, we become family. And we may not see these people for years after a show, but when we do, it's just like a homecoming. It's just like a homecoming. And we just have always treated our actors like that. Everybody that works, all of our volunteers, they like it because we're happy, we're fun, and we treat them well.
Mm-hmm.
We treat them very well.
And you said actors who come from other places feel that also.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. The community supports us as well as they can. Most of our people come from around the whole area. We have people that come from Texas to see every show, you know, which is amazing. But we have a good reputation here.
And you mentioned that you all moved into the building where you are now in the early 80s. That's a big draw, too. That's a really lovely space that you all
have.
It
is. We have a thrust theater seating on three sides, very, very intimate. We only hold a little over 100 people, and they really get to know what it's like to be almost to be on stage themselves. They feel like they're part of the play.
Mm-hmm. And I know I've asked people from the Abbey before to describe it, but you have this lovely lobby and a beautiful old-fashioned bar.
Yeah, we have
there.
The bar that was there from the original bar that it was a bar at one time, and we found it and we restored it, and it's great, and it's just so old that it just kind of grows on you.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the plays that you have fondest memories of working with at the Abbey?
Oh, let's see. We did Forever Plaid. That was wonderful to do. And Nonsense. We've done a couple of those. I like all of them. You know, there's not one play that I can pick out or even the only play I can say that I thoroughly enjoyed every time I saw it, and being a tech person, I see the show every time they play it, was Jekyll and Hyde, the musical. It was one of those that I wanted to go there every day, every night to see the show again because it was just that well done, that well done. Yeah.
So that was a musical. Does the Abbey do a lot of musicals, or what is the range?
We didn't for a long time. We didn't do musicals at all because we just didn't think we had the space because it's a small area. But we finally, you know, got our feet wet and we decided, and we've probably done 7 or 8 musicals in the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a good acoustics and everything in our theater, and they're very well received. Musicals are. Everybody loves them.
And aside from those, how would you describe, is there any pattern to the plays at the Abbey?
There is a pattern. Mm-hmm. What we do is we usually do, if we do four shows a year, we'll do 3 for them, meaning the audience, and 1 for us. So, in other words, we usually do about 3 either musicals or comedies, and then we'll do 1 drama that is mainly for us, but they all, you know, we just get a different set of people that come to see the shows when mm-hmm. they're dramas.
Mm-hmm. So, is this one for you all, or is this
one? This one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us to Mickey, Mickey Ashtay, who's Deborah's son, because you chose this play.
Yes.
And you have been around the theater really before you were born because mm-hmm. your mother was working with the theater, I think, while she was carrying you.
Yes.
And yes. So you were just aware of the sounds and activity, I'm sure, mm-hmm. Even before you were born. How did you get involved with the Abbey Theater?
Well, I got involved with the Abbey Theaters mainly through my mom. I mean, I started when I was 12 years old, and I went because – I think mainly because my mom didn't have a babysitter or something for me, and she needed somebody to needed to take me with her because she didn't have anybody to babysit me. And they were building a set one day, and she just went and started helping them, picking up screws, moving wood and stuff like that. And it just went from there. I got really into building the sets and the technical aspect of the theater. Mm-hmm. And I grew a love for it.
Mm-hmm. But when did you first start acting, or did you – ever act?
I have acted. Mm-hmm. I have acted a few times. First time I acted was with a show my mom directed, which was The Odd Couple. The second time we did The Odd Couple. And the only reason I acted was because she was struggling to try to find an actor. So I ended up having to pretty much read almost every part. I knew mm-hmm. the whole play whenever we were mm-hmm. doing it, and that's how I got into it. And then from there, she said I was a pretty good actor, and so from there, other directors came in, and they were struggling to try to find somebody, so they, Mickey, would you mind doing it? Yeah, no problem, I'll do it.
So what was your experience being an actor? How did you feel about doing that?
I was terrified at first, being on stage in front of all those people and having to remember all those lines. Mm-hmm. Well, no, my friends aren't too much about the theater. I've kind of, through the years of me doing it now, I've kind of gotten some of my friends to come and check it out and stuff, but not too much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what was I saying? I forgot.
Did it give you a fuller appreciation of the theater acting?
Yes.
Coming out from behind the scenes?
Yes, mm-hmm. it did. It helped me respect what I do for everyone else mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. than just to try to, like, I got to try to make sure I know what I'm doing, building a set, and make sure that it can withstand the abuse of the actors.
Mm-hmm. But as an actor, you really saw why it was important
yes.
that a set be really well built.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. Mm-hmm.
And what were some of your favorite plays that you've acted in?
One of the my most favorite play I've ever acted in was called Over the Tavern. And it was a show directed by Pamela Broussard, and my mom had helped on that one too. And I played a little mentally challenged boy. I think I was 24 at the time whenever I played it, and the mentally challenged boy was, I think, like 12 with the mindset of a 3-year-old. And that was my most funnest role ever. I got to be a big kid again. Not that I'm not a big kid now mm-hmm, still, but mm-hmm. it was just real fun.
Well, how did you take the leap into directing? Because we were talking about an interesting career here, you mm-hmm. know, starting with the sets at the age of 12 and then kind of not really seeking out acting but being thrust into that. And so how did you get drawn into directing?
I got drawn into directing just because I did everything else already in the theater, and that was the only thing I haven't done. I was like, well, I think I want to dabble my feet in that area for a while. And whenever we were younger, I think I was a freshman in high school, and my mom and dad brought me to England to go see the area. And we were actually supposed to go to England and France, but my dad had a back attack with his back. So he got laid up in a hotel for pretty much almost a whole week. So me and my mom went out in the town in England and watched a bunch of shows, and the show Art was one of them. And we watched it and everything, and we walked away talking about it and everything, and probably about 7 years later, whenever I finally started talking about, I think I might be ready to direct. My mom was like, oh, you have a play in mind? I'm like, oh, yeah, Art. She looks at me, she's like, you remember that? I'm like, yeah, I remember it very well. So I was in, and I just like the show so much because it's a show that breaks the fourth wall, which means it's a play, but also the actors talk to the audience. They don't involve the audience, but they direct everything to them. Not everything, but parts to them. Mm-hmm. And I find that to be more of a challenge for an actor, to be able to go from a scene to talking to the audience. And I like that kind of play, mm-hmm. those kind of plays.
Well, I want to tell people before we continue talking about that play, we're speaking about the play Art by Yasmina Reza. It is the new production of the Abbey Players in Abbeville. Mm-hmm. My guests are Mickey Ashte, who is directing the play, and Deborah Ashte, who is working with lights and other tech aspects of the play. So when you saw Art in London, mm-hmm. You're describing taking away this fourth wall, but what was it about that stayed with you? Because it obviously did. When was your immediate answer when she said what you'd like to direct? What was it about the play, the writing, the characters that really resonated with you?
The main thing was it was a comedy, mm-hmm. and it was about friendship. And I'm a really big person on friendships, and it was a struggle. The play's about a struggle between friends over a painting that one of them had bought. Trying to think of something else.
Mm-hmm. But you've probably seen a lot of plays in your life, but this one did something to you.
I guess it's really hard to say what really made it stick, mm-hmm. but I knew I liked it, and I really thought that it was a play that really could be done at the Abbey Players and our community could appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you have this opportunity, this first opportunity to direct something mm-hmm. by yourself, because I think you'd helped or stepped in for somebody, but you chose this play,
yes.
and you're directing it. That's a mystery to some people about how you go about directing a play. That's a lot of responsibility.
It is. It's a lot on my shoulders right now, mm-hmm. and slowly things are starting to come off of it because things are starting to come together because we opened this Friday.
So how did you start thinking about that? Did you know that it was very important to have the right actors?
Yes and no, because you need very well-rounded actors to be able to do something like this because it's a small act, very few characters in the play. There's only three men. And you had to have pretty strong actors to be able to do it, but I have an actor that hasn't done many adult shows, was with Abbey Players and the children's shows, and he's doing a great job. He's really putting in the effort and doing all the hard work.
And who are the names? Maybe you can just tell us.
The names are Lon Hargrave, Drew Hanks, and Lee Lupton. Those are my three actors.
So three characters only in the play.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
All guys in mm-hmm. this play. And there is something that I imagine it's difficult about directing. There's not a lot of activity. So the audience focus is on those three characters. You can't distract them by somebody walking out or the butler coming in. It has to be very fine directing and acting
yes,
in a play
ma'am.
Like this.
Yes, ma'am.
So how have you directed them? How have you talked to them? And you can probably draw on your experience from having seen it.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, I've directed them as the best I can. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a pretty easygoing person, and I kind of pretty much let them take the stage themselves, let them do what they want. And if I didn't like it, I'd be like, no, don't do it that way. Try it this way. And pretty much 9 times out of 10, the way I want it, it's the way it'll happen.
Well, how is it shaping up? Now, you all open on February 28th,
yes,
which
ma'am.
Is coming up.
And this Friday.
This Friday. How is it shaping up? Does it match your memory of what you saw in London?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It's pretty close. I mean, I'm trying to not make it exactly the way I saw it, you know, make it my own and for the Abbey players.
I guess it didn't mean, you know, just so much exactly as it was, but how you remember the feeling and the reaction to the story. And...
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's building up to what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Deborah, you're working on the tech for this. How is it working with your son as a director?
It's fun. It really is fun to be with him. It's hard to step back and not say, why don't you try this or do this?
Because you directed yourself?
Yes, I've directed myself. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never acted though. I've only directed.
Ooh, okay, that's next.
I was in a play one time, and no lines, just a drunk harem, you know, woman. So it's like, well, no problem.
Did you say a drunk harem woman?
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yeah, it was in Don't Drink the Water.
Okay.
But, that wasn't for me. I didn't care for that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, no, I just want to do because if you can't have a play if you don't have lights and you don't have sound or you don't have a set. You know, it's mm-hmm. not just mm-hmm. the actors.
Well, suppose your son like came to you and said, Mom, I really need this. You know, like that's how obviously how he got involved in acting.
Oh,
would you help him out?
Yeah.
As an actress?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would. Mm-hmm. If he needed it, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he'd need me, though.
Will you, Mickey?
Yeah.
So describe again, as I said to Mickey, a play that has only three characters in it, and you're trying to set this very intimate, intense, although comic scene.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the lighting in that situation?
It's fairly general. Mm-hmm. It's not that, especially on our stage, it's just totally different. They just have to work it out. They really do.
The actors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And I mean, because we're real picky when it comes to tech. And it's like, look, you know, there's a little pinhole in that wall. We need to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And my philosophy now is, if you're there looking at that, you're not doing your job on stage. Mm-hmm. And they know
that.
Should
not be distracted by that.
That's right. Yeah. So they know that, and that's how they're thinking right now. It's like, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, we got it. But they're doing a great job.
Yeah. And you all have worked very hard at getting the right equipment at the Abbey, both lighting and mm-hmm. sound equipment.
Yeah, we've been lucky.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it a fuller, well, more wonderful experience for the audience.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And the audience doesn't realize that. But it is. And I think they're grateful that Abbey Players is still existing.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of people are very grateful.
Yeah.
If you are tuning in, we are talking about the Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville. Almost four decades of productions now in Abbeville. Mm-hmm. My guests are Deborah and Mickey Ashte, mother and son, who have been working for Mickey all of his life, has been around the theater.
Pretty much.
But really started as in his early teens and is now directing the play Art by Yasmina Reza, which will open this coming Friday. How many performances will there be of the play?
There will be 12.
I think it's 12.
Okay, Fridays and Saturdays all through March, every weekend. And we'll have two Sundays, March 9th and March 16th. 23rd. I'm sorry. 23rd. Those shows start at 2 o'clock. Doors open at 1. The Fridays and Saturday shows, doors open at 7, show starts at 8. And it should run probably about an hour and a half long with probably about 15-minute intermission.
All right. Are you all having a patrons night performance
mm-hmm.
for this show?
Yes.
I know a lot of people look forward to that with the Abbey. That's going to be Friday evening?
Yes, ma'am.
And are there still tickets for that show?
As of right now, yes, ma'am, there are still
okay.
tickets.
Okay. All right. And what's involved in the patrons night? What's so special about it that people
enjoy?
Well,
patrons night, you pay $35 for a ticket. And you get food. Mm-hmm. We serve you food. And you get two free drinks and the ticket for the show.
Sounds like a wonderful deal. I can see why a lot of people get tickets for Patrons Night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should they call for those tickets or can you purchase them online?
You can purchase them online at abbeyplayers.com. You can also call the theater at 893-2442. Mm-hmm. It's easier to do it online.
Okay.
But you can do it. But you can call us. We will always call them back. They leave
a
message. But
okay.
Yeah. But that's how you get tickets.
What is the website?
The website is www.abbeyplayers.com.
Okay, a really good website to bookmark keep up with what productions are at the Abbey. Do you have a Facebook as well?
Yes, we do.
Facebook, okay. Mm-hmm. So you could sign up for that and get notices.
Just look up Abbey Players on Facebook. Yes, ma'am.
And you would get notices about the plays coming up. Mm-hmm. This is Art by Yasmino Reza that will run for 3 weekends through March.
Four weekends. The whole month of March.
And what do you have coming up after that? There's something in the
Yes, we have Red,
wings?
White, and Tuna.
All right.
That are in the wings for June and July.
All right. So patriotic play
and
comedy
yep.
in the summertime. Yeah. Again, that's abbeyplayers.com, so you can find out more about this play and upcoming plays at the Abbey. Well, bonne chance with that.
Thank you.
And I hope a lot of people take advantage of it and see why the Abbey is such an institution in Abbeville. And again, Friday is Patrons Night, and then for 4 weekends through the month of March. Thank you both, Mickey and Deborah Oshte with the Abbey.
Thank you.